Is Wingstop the best thing to ever happen to delivery? Or is delivery the best thing to ever happen to Wingstop? It is a tasty mystery. But with 11 mouthwatering flavors delivered right to your door, you can't go wrong. It's game on with our zesty lemon pepper or the sweet slow burn of mango habanero, topped off with our hand-cut, perfectly seasoned fries. Order online at Wingstop.com and find out how tangy and delicious delivery can be. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chu.
We have with us in the studio this evening...
Hi, Rizal
And we have...
And Jonathan Atherton.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you both?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
All good, all good, man.
Thank you for both coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I love this show. This show is great because I keep getting invited on breakfast shows.
Uh-huh.
And like, I think my grandmother was a Ponty Anak. I mean, as soon as the sun goes down, I'm ready to be funny. But mornings, forget it.
Nobody wants to do morning shows.
No,
right?
This is great. This is the time. I just don't listen to radio. You're awake.
Exactly. You driving home from work. It's just the right time.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, why are you two fellas here? What's going on?
We're thrown out of the coffee shop, so
that's
we just
enough,
wandered in here.
All right. Yeah.
Are you Rizal? Are you okay?
Stop for words. What's
sorry,
going on?
Asking obscure questions like that kind of throwing
you off. Okay.
Are you looking at it the deeper way? Like, why are we? Why are we all here?
Okay. The first thing came to mind was like, you called me on the phone, and then you said, come over.
Well, we're getting song lyrics coming out of you now, Rizal.
Imagine inviting someone to dinner, and then when they arrive, saying, why are you here? That's quite rude, mate.
Yeah. I want to say that.
Okay, so tell us about the festival that you two are behind, that you've helped organize.
It is our second year anniversary, and we're having a week-long shows of headliners. Usually, we have the first two nights of our week, open mic nights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Following the last of the weekend, be a headliner show. But now this week, we're having not just every night a headliner show, but two shows a night. One at 8:30, one at 10:30, and we have the best of Australia, the best of UK, the best of Canada, the best of Malaysia and Singapore,
A mixture of Asia. We have an all-women show as well called Show Us Your Wits.
Yeah.
I love the name.
I know, it's a misprint, actually.
So how many comedians do you have? For
28
from all over the place.
Yeah.
Wow.
And actually, I've been getting hassled by a comedian from Bangladesh who happens to be in the region at the time. And said, "Can I please do a spot?" And I'm thinking, like, he's a really funny guy. We might even just throw him up for a few minutes just to get a taste of the Malaysian audiences are awesome.
Right.
And I like to share that with comics from all over the world.
So 2 years as of when? When's the kind of birthday date then?
First of May was our official ticket-selling show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because we were aiming to open the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, we were about a month late, so we're basically ahead of schedule Malaysian style.
Wow. How did that happen, huh?
I don't know. It was incredible. Serendipity.
So who are you most excited about coming down then? I mean, you've got guys from the Philippines and, you know, all over the place. Have you got like a bunch of favorites?
Personally for me is Pete Johansson.
Right.
Yeah. The Canadian comic.
The Canadian.
He is awesome. Yeah. He's really smart. Thinks on his feet. Does a different show every night of the week. You know, he's one of those guys who just observes the day and brings it onto the stage.
And it's his debut at the Crack House. He's done Malaysia before, but not the Crack House.
Right.
The rest are great.
That's Peter Berner again. Peter Berner, which is well known to the Australian audiences. He was an award-winning radio commentator or whatever. What's your job? What do you call yourself?
Host,
announcer, DJ. Mm-hmm. One of those. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. DJ, of course, now makes it sound like you're hip and you're making $10,000 a gig. And,
I wish.
No,
going to Ibiza every Saturday. it's absolutely fantastic, and he's had his own TV shows as well, but his grassroots are stand-up comedy, so he just loves coming out and just getting into a small, intimate room and you know, getting that connection that you can only get in that setting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, even the famous comics, they start doing stadiums and they've got 10,000 people, but they still go back to the small clubs, like jazz musicians going back to have a jam in a proper setting.
Right. Mm. They want that little smoky room, you know, and that kind of people close to
them. Well, actually, we're a non-smoking venue. I might point that out for the health conscious.
That's true, yeah. Okay, we'll be talking more about this then, obviously, a little bit later on. We've got a whole bunch of stuff we need to do this. We've got so many giveaways today.
It is crazy.
But let's talk about yours first. We've got a giveaway for the Crack House, for the whole festival thing. What have we got, Adeline?
For the Crack House.
Correct.
Yes, we are giving away so many.
Rizal, do you want to do this?
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to do your job for you.
Please,
this is
please.
We're giving
make it easy for me.
Typical Matsalay comes to this country, makes the Malaysian.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I take care of you, sir.
I take care of you for you. Four carnival passes. That is entries to all 8 shows during the carnival from the 28th of April Thursday right up to the 1st of May Sunday, and these passes will be given full entry to all shows. And all you have to do is answer a very simple question. Do I ask a question? Who is known as the godfather of Malaysian comedy?
There you go.
Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
I was secretly hoping she was going to pass you the smarty pants questions then, but you know, she messed up.
It's a side.
Right, folks, we're going to take a short break. We will be back in a couple of minutes, of course. Again, 016-201-9000. That's the number you need to remember. Send us your answer along with your full name, your IC, why you deserve to win. Also, we have a giveaway from our friends Ashby Nimble as well. We are giving away visors for them. We'll tell you more about that, though, after these messages. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
We're joined in the studio by Rizal Van Gazel and Jonathan Atherton. They're here to help promote their festival coming up. 28 international local comics, spanning 8 shows over 4 nights, held from the 28th of April up until May the 1st. Artists from all over the world coming down, helping us celebrate this, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
So these tickets that we're giving away then, how much are they worth?
How
much would they cost if you bought them?
Because people, priceless, I mean.
Each show is priced at 50 ringgit per show.
Uh-huh.
And it comes with a free drink.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to buy a pass for all 8 shows, it's 250 ringgit.
Oh.
Which still comes with a free drink per night.
So what time are the sessions?
8:30. The first show is at 8:30 to 10 o'clock. The second show is at 10:30 to midnight.
Mm-hmm. So we'll answer the question again then, folks. 016-201-9000 is the number to remember. This is the question for you.
Tell us, who is known as the godfather of Malaysian comedy? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
It's a lot of comedy, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how much of a headache has it been to organise?
Oh, wow.
There is not enough Panadol in the world.
Not even Actifast.
We've had comics in car accidents and comas that we had to then replace.
Wow.
And other ones that do even more unlucky things befalling them, such as, you know, TV contracts.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. It's awful when one of your brothers is lost to that world of television and fame and money, and you just feel so sorry for them.
Right.
When they could be, you know, in Tamantun Dr. Ishmael in a shop lot.
Right.
You know, on secondhand carpet, plying their art. But no, they'd be seduced by the devil. Yep, yep. But we've actually, the lineup has been fantastic. We've got the best of Australia, Canada, the US. And the US comic, funnily enough, is many people in KL know, Paul Ogata, Hawaiian American of Japanese descent, absolutely hilarious. One of the world's best comics. And the lineup's superb. The local Asian comics from Singapore, from Malaysia, from India, from Hong Kong. It's just a really international show where we're focusing not just on a kind of expat scene. We're really a local voice as well. There's a lot of local comedy. We've got Singapore versus Malaysia.
Ooh. Oh, excellent.
Oh, yes, the roast chicken rice wars, ladies and gentlemen. Big, important questions. Who invented chicken rice? Find out at the Crack House Carnival.
So how's the response been so far? You know, I mean, we've got a whole bunch of comedians coming down. It's a birthday party. You know, what's the response been like ticket sales-wise?
Well, we've got one show that I'm going to have to get a whole bunch of Maoris with baseball bats to fight people off from. And I won't mention the name because, you know, it might rig the competition. But Harith Iskander's show is going to be sold out and jam-packed to the ceiling.
Wow.
And to have we're talking about a comedian who can fill the National Stadium is going to do a little room that takes 140 people because of his love of grassroots comedy. Mm-hmm. So we're very lucky to have that kind of support from the comedy and the arts community here.
I mean, it's been interesting as well, because whenever we've had comedians here, whether it be Paul Ogata or you know, even Nick, who was on with us just a few days ago.
Nick Coppin.
Awesome. Yeah. Brilliant. And they've all been talking about how, in terms of the region, you know, how Malaysia is that place that everybody's now looking up to in terms of, you know, stand-up comedy being there.
We're kind of becoming the hub. I'm getting comics now. There was a time when we really wish we had the kind of budget to fly comics in every week from all over the world. But now we find like guys who are going from London to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival will route themselves through Kuala Lumpur so that they can do our room. And then we've got partners in Singapore as well. They make a little tour of it.
I think one of
Southeast Asia has become the destination.
I think one of the things that can contribute to that is the diversity of our audience.
Yeah.
So and the word is getting out. So people come, they come to Malaysia. They go to most other countries now. And I've toured with John in the Southeast Asian region. It's mainly expats.
Nick made that point. He loved the Malaysian audiences because actually the expats are the minority. It's a majority local crowd.
Right. Yeah.
And they're a very hip, very savvy local crowd. And they've got Chinese, they've got Malay, they've got Indian, they've got Eurasian, they've got and Swedish and French and German, a few sprinkles of everything. It's the whole world there. Mm. But it is a very, very Malaysian crowd. And I think that's part of the reason that we like being in Tamantun.
Mm.
You know, you go to Changkat, you know, that area, Bukit Bintang, you know, you've got a different market altogether, which is not really reflective of Malaysia.
Yeah. It's not exactly conducive for comedy down there as well either. You know, I mean, it's a bunch of laughs, but for all the wrong reasons.
Look, pickpocketing, great. You know,
makes me laugh every time. That can't get a taxi. I love that. Yeah, having to pay an extra 50 ringgit just to get all the way back from town.
Went to Bukit Bintang, got my jokes stolen.
I go there to visit my hubcaps on my stolen car. Right, we have a giveaway. Another giveaway, of course. Ashby Nimble. They're giving away stuff. They're giving away. What are they giving away?
Visors.
The visor things. That's all what they are. Right. You know, when you're playing golf, those visor things, that's what they're giving away.
People still wear them.
They do. Anyway, we're giving away visors, all thanks to Ashby Nimble. Now, if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us which famous basketball player for the LA Lakers just recently retired from the game. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Yeah, it's all very confusing tonight, folks. We've got two giveaways. You remember that? One for comedy and one for visors.
Mm-hmm.
I know which one I'm with. Yeah, anyway.
Don't try and wear comedy on your head.
No.
It doesn't work.
Does it not? I'm doing it all wrong.
It's
on
the open, it's a reason.
Doing it all wrong. Right. Time for a break. We've got some more music coming up. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. I was Kasabian with Shoot the Runner. I'm Rich Bradbury.
Now Madeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by Rizal Van Gezel and Jonathan Atherton. They are here to talk to us about the festival they're going off. Tell us about it, fellas. Great.
Quick.
Comedy Carnival. That's right. For 2 years, this funny little place in a shop lot in Tamantun, Dr. Ishmael, has been plying comedy and making Malaysians and visitors alike laugh their proverbials off. And it's our second birthday. We're bringing out 28 comics from around the world. 8 shows over 4 nights from the 28th of April to the 1st of May. So it's the long weekend. Let's get in and laugh, folks. It's going to be awesome.
There you go. And if you want to win tickets, all you got to do is answer this question for us.
Tell us, who is known as the godfather of Malaysian comedy? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
As usual, we've got Smarty Pants coming up in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, of course, we have news from page 2.
Extra, extra, beat all the what's all the shouting?
Come on, Adeline, what do you got?
All right, tonight I'll be talking about a new app, okay? This new app is called Air Mule and Grabber.
Air Mule and Grabber.
Grabber.
Is this two apps then?
It's a two apps.
Okay.
Is that a snatch theft grab
thing? No, it's not. It's a traveling app which actually allows you, which allows air travelers to, match their schedule flights. Whoever want to ship in stuff or if you want to buy stuff online, they would actually bring it back for you.
Oh, no.
Never, ladies and gentlemen, never carry a package for someone else.
This is what I was going to say. You are told this at the airport, right?
It can be quite dangerous. It can be quite dangerous. However, I mean, the security definitely is going to be tight. You know, the way they do it is going to be different. Now, I'm going to tell you about, what Grabber
you have to swallow it, right?
is all about. Okay?
Careful. Family-friendly show.
Now, with Grabber, actually, so the travelers can actually make offers to purchase online because I actually downloaded the app today.
Of course you did.
To check it out.
Of course.
Pretty user-friendly for Grabber. So what?
Which means you used it.
No, like I've
you've
not.
You've been buying stuff you don't need.
Where have you bought it and where's it coming from?
I've not bought anything today.
Yet. Carry on.
Okay, so for Grabber, what it does is that you can actually purchase stuff online and on the app itself, and people who are traveling and using that app, they can actually deliver the stuff back for you with a small cost, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Emu,
20 years in jail.
Oh,
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm sorry, not in this world.
Yeah, exactly. When she first told me about it early on today, she'd tell me about this app, and she's like, "Yeah, it's called Mule."
Yeah, think about it.
I mean, come on.
Go jockey.
It's all there. I'm thinking.
It comes with a free cavity search.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Talk about going down under. You know, it's a whole thing we don't want, right? No,
but, Richard.
But it's true.
It is true. No doubt. Yeah, definitely. You know, we got to think about, you know, drug trafficking and
course,
everything.
You know,
there's a lot of concerns, definitely. But, you know, there is startup, you know. Uh-huh. You know what startups are, you know. You want to try something.
And dodgy is what they are, right?
No, they're not dodgy.
Microchips and all kinds of stuff. Look, I'm telling you, it might not be drugs. It could be industrial espionage.
Right.
And information on chips or your synthetic DNA.
And there was a bit earlier on, she says, you know, and what you do, apparently, you can take a picture of, like,
the guy who gave you the parcel.
So, like, for Emil, you can actually take a picture of your luggage. So if it depends on, you know, how much space you have left.
Uh-huh.
And then people online who uses the Emu app, they can actually see, like, okay, what can I fit in, you know, and everything.
I've got a better app. This is an app where you send me all your credit card details and you hear nothing more, okay? Because the same people will use both apps.
All right,
what do you have?
Well, I'm going to talk to you about, you know, you ever feel as though you're in the wrong gig, you're doing the wrong job, whatever. This fella has started to make $100,000 a year, and all he's doing is drawing on bananas and selling them for $10 a pop.
Now, when you say bananas, do you mean, actual bananas?
Actual bananas.
Otherwise, it's kind of worth it.
So it started off as a bit of a joke, right? He works in a hospital. He was doodling away on his lunch and his mate's lunch and whatever. And then somebody came up to him and said, you know, can I have one of those? And he went, $10. And he sold his first one. And so far, up until today, he's on about $100,000 US.
This is amazing.
Wait, it's a fruit. It will rot.
Of course
it
will
rot. What happens
is
it turn black. You pay $10 for nothing.
It's very Buddhist, you know, nothing is permanent. Transient nature of existence.
But I love the name of his website. And I don't know if it's one of those things you'd want to click, though, because it's called Bananas Gone Wild.
It has appeal.
I see what you did there. Pretty good. Okay, he made a funny. All right, okay. He did one with Donald Trump. Look at that. I mean, I'm going to show a picture of this.
Oh.
It's a scribble thing. He's got a bit of cotton wool on it.
Looks like a guinea pig.
It looks
exactly like Donald Trump.
But, I mean, no, seriously, $10 for a drawn-on banana.
Imagine if he'd listened to his mother, who used to say, now, stop playing with your food, that it's not going to get you anything in life.
Lies, mother, lies. Right, fellas, smarty pants. How are we going to do this? Are we ready for this?
Oh, we'll both do it, I think, because together we're both half-wits, so
two
together we may be,
a
wit.
All right. So, folks, here we go. All right, you know the idea behind this. You've both done it before. 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can. If you don't know it, just say skip, we move on. Right.
Okay.
3 minutes. Start now. What object was the Titanic struck down by?
Iceberg.
Who played Danny Ocean in the original 1960s film Ocean's 11? Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin?
Dean Martin.
Who has appeared on the cover of Playboy magazine more times than any other woman in history?
Marilyn Monroe.
Pamela Anderson. Which US president famously said, I'm not a crook, George W. Bush or Richard Nixon?
Richard Nixon.
What is the name of the famous London museum that houses a lot of famous wax statues of celebrities? Madame Claude's or Madame Tussauds?
Madame Tussauds.
Which author wrote the novel Robinson Crusoe? James Joyce or Daniel Defoe?
Daniel Defoe.
Where Everybody Knows Your Name is the theme music for which country is currently number one in the FIFA world ranking? Belgium, Argentina, or Germany?
Germany.
Argentina.
I think Belgium's in the PETA FIFA.
Something like that.
Number one in the PETA FIFA.
I'm gonna keep quiet now. John, carry on.
Right, Elvis Presley was born in which year? 35 or 40?
35.
In volleyball, how many times in a row may the ball be struck by one team before passing it over?
3.
Sammy Sosa was famous for playing which sport? American football or baseball?
Baseball.
The Harry Potter book series was published by which publisher? Penguin, Pearson or Bloomsbury? Go on.
Penguins.
Nah, it's Bloomsbury,
isn't it? Yeah.
Which superhero is Will Smith playing in the upcoming Suicide Squad movie? Captain Boomerang or Deadshot?
Deadshot.
What is the name of Liverpool FC's mascot, Fire Red or Mighty Red?
Mighty Red.
Go on then. Yes. Villain Hugo Drax appears in which James Bond movie? From Russia with Love or Moonraker?
Moonraker.
What is the name of the three-eyed fish character in The Simpsons? Guppy or Blinky?
Guppy.
It's Blinky.
Blinky, oh, there you go.
Fisherman's Wharf is a popular tourist attraction located in which U.S. city?
San Francisco.
Correct. Paul McCartney is the only living Beatles member left. True or false?
Not true. Pete Best.
Which day is considered the unluckiest day of each year?
Today.
Yeah, probably. Feels like it, right? I'll give you a point for that. What does Al stand for in Al Pacino's name? Alfred or Alfredo?
Alfredo.
Otology is a study of which part of the body, neck or ears?
Ears.
Correct. You're very quiet, Rizal. Who is the lead singer for the British band The Arctic Monkeys, Tom Prune or Alex Turner?
Don Prune.
Alex Turner.
That's why I'm quiet, bro. Leave me alone.
What is a positively charged ion called? A cation or an anion?
Anion.
It's a cation. Okay. Moules frites is a popular Belgian dish. Funny, isn't it? We're talking about Belgium. That combines French fries and what?
Children.
Now John should stay quiet.
Who directed the first ever X-Men movie in 2000? Josh Whedon or Bryan Singer?
Josh Whedon.
Singer.
Oh, which we're going for? Come on, have a guess.
Go on, Singer.
Singer.
Correct.
Singer,
yeah. In the game Dota, similar to boxing matches, which phrase is given when you're the first to take out a player from the opposite team? First blood or first kill?
First kill.
First blood. Final question. Which popular UK band takes its name for a fictional doctor in Barbarella? Duran Duran or Mumford & Sons?
Duran Duran.
Well done. Folks, taking a short break. We've got some ads coming up and a bit of Beastie Boys. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Duran Duran?
BFM 89.9, it is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
Joined by Rizal Van Gezel and Jonathan Atherton. They're here to talk to us about the festival they've got going on, starting on the 28th of April, going all the way through until the 1st of May.
May.
How many acts? 20-something acts?
28
international.
28 total.
My word, it's busy. Anyway, just before the break, of course, they were both taking part in Smarty Pants. Mm-hmm. Lots of mentions about Belgium. Don't know what's going on there, but you know.
Richard. They're an easy target.
That's it, right? So what we'll do, we'll go through some of the questions he got wrong.
All right, so the first one, who played Danny Ocean in the original 1960s film Ocean's 11? It's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
Who has appeared on the cover of Playboy magazine more times than any other woman in history? It's Pamela Anderson.
Makes sense.
Which country is currently number one in the FIFA world ranking? It's Argentina. Mm-hmm. The Harry Potter book series was published by which publisher? It's Bloomsbury. Mm-hmm. And what is the name of the three-eyed fish character from The Simpsons? It's Blinky.
All right then, so...
Ladies and gentlemen, Rizal Van Gezel and Jonathan Atherton scored 17 points.
Is that good?
It's better than Dr. Jason Leong.
In your face.
He's very kiasu, huh?
Just a little bit.
Jason scored 14 points.
Yeah, we gave him an extra chance as well at the party.
But I had a handicap. I was with Rizal.
ouch. Right, folks, it's almost time for us to wrap up. We've got a couple of minutes left on the show. But fellas, genuinely, good luck with the festival. I hope it all works out. I'm sure it will.
It is. Sales are going. Mate, look, if you want to see Harithi Skanda or a couple of the other shows, like book now because it's going to be sold out, and we don't want to turn people away. We want everyone to enjoy it. It's going to be such an awesome. Every show is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. April 28th to May the 1st at Comedy Crackhouse down at TTDI. We are giving away tickets very quickly. I tell you what, this is another announcement before the end of the show. We've got 2 minutes left. 016-201-9000. If you want tickets, answer this question.
Tell us who is known as the godfather of Malaysian comedy. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
I love that comment you had. I don't know what I'm competing for, but I want to win it.
Right.
I want that guy to come because we're going to get hooked on comedy. We're going to get hooked at the crack house.
4 days, 8 shows, 250 ringgit each for a season pass. Now, the first show is 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. The second show is 10:30 to midnight. Now, if you want to go to individual shows, it's 50 ringgit each, including a drink as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right then. Also, it's almost time for us to wrap up then. 2 minutes left. Of course, folks, if you are following us on our Urbanscapes adventure, we're giving away tickets to M83 as well to go and see them. They'll be playing at KL Live on May the 7th. We'll be telling you more about that. More tickets to give away on Friday. Make sure you do stay tuned for that. Okay then, it's almost time for us to wrap up, Adeline. We've got some facts we need to throw out. I know you had a bunch of facts earlier.
No, I don't anymore.
That you had to throw away.
I've got an old fridge to give away. The compressor's gone. It's in my backyard. I've got to get rid of it. Is anyone who wants it?
El Nino, right?
You guys are giving away everything, aren't you?
We are, right now. Go on then, Addy. What have you got?
So in Britain, a woman was given 20 months in jail for creating fake Facebook profiles to send abusive messages to herself.
That's genius. Why would they put her in jail for that? Right.
For abusing yourself.
Right. Mine is getting dumped often leads to frustration attraction, apparently, which causes an individual to love the one who dumped him or her even more. I don't know.
What?
There you go. Frustration attraction.
Okay.
Oh, that's just, I've had that in my life.
Yeah, I think we all have, right? Right, it's time for us to wrap up. Rizal and Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime, come back. Right. folks, ladies and
gentlemen.
We'll
be back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow then, yeah.
All right, coming up at 9 p.m., we have Pick of the Pops with Patrick Teal. Don't forget, so stay tuned.
Folks, thank you very much. It has been that time of night. Jonathan, Rizal, Adeline, all say goodnight.
Goodnight, all.
Goodnight, all.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.